It's the Northwest Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Lars's take on today's news without the left-leaning media bias.
It'll make you laugh, cry, and demand change.
The Northwest Nonsense is brought to you by Geeks and Akin. When your computer's not rocking, call Geeks and Akin.
Well, the baby killing business turns out to be a turn off for Walsh Construction. Bob Walsh's company ranks as one of Portland's biggest contractors, and for some reason, Planned Parenthood, a national operation that grosses over $1 billion a year from what it does, got a big boost from the Portland Development Commission in a sweetheart deal for a piece of city-owned property on MLK. And now, Bob Walsh has dropped out of the project because he says he didn't like the bad PR that comes from building an abortion clinic. Hey, if you thought Don Imus had publicity problems, how about an outfit with a history linking it to eugenics, Hitler, and a history of killing unborn babies in minority neighborhoods? Just remember, today's Planned Parenthood finds its roots in the agency founded by Margaret Sanger, known as the Negro Project, to eliminate what Sanger called human weeds. What a sweet background, huh? So, if Walsh Construction finds it a tough PR situation to build a new clinic on MLK Boulevard, who can blame him? I'm sure that with all the money that Planned Parenthood makes on nearly 300,000 abortions a year, they'll have no problem finding a new contractor. Congratulations, though, to Walsh for doing the right thing.